worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah. I wonder if we could just lift up our voice just a little bit more. Hallelujah. God, we love you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You're faithful, oh God. You're faithful, dear God. You're faithful, oh Lord. We love you, Savior. Oh, we appreciate you, God. We appreciate you, Savior. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity.
Estoy muy agradecido de tener esta oportunidad.
And I'd like to give honor to Jesus Christ, first of all. He's the head of the church.
Quiero darle honor a nuestro Señor Jesucristo primero.
And I'd like to also honor Brother Crosswhite, Sister Crosswhite. We've known them for many, many, many years. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53.
Vayamos al libro de Isaías, capítulo 53.
And verse 4.
Verso 4.
Isaiah 53 and 4.
Isaías 53, 4.
Very well-known scripture.
Una escritura muy conocida.
And something that correlates with what we celebrate this weekend and next weekend.
Que se relaciona con lo que se celebra esta semana y la próxima semana.
Amen. When church finds us, say amen.
Amen.
Says, surely he hath borne our griefs.
Ciertamente llevó él nuestras enfermedades.
And carried our sorrows.
Y sufrió nuestros dolores.
Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God.
Y nosotros le tuvimos por azotado, por herido de Dios.
And afflicted.
Y abatido.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Mas él herido fue por nuestras rebeliones.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes. Molido por nuestros pecados.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
El castigo de nuestra paz fue sobre él.
And with his stripes we are healed.
Y por sus llagas fuimos nosotros curados.
Hallelujah. With your Bible in your hand, why don't you just pray that God would bless this service and anoint my mind. God, we love you, Jesus. We praise you and appreciate you, God. Oh, Lord, we're asking you today, oh, Jesus, you would move through this place and talk to us today. Oh, God, I pray you'd anoint my lips of clay, Jesus. I want you to speak to us. Speak to me, I pray, oh, God. We love you, Savior. We thank you, Jesus. Why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? God, we love you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, you're great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy, Savior. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're going to help me preach, you can be seated. And if not, we'll just stand with me and we're going to tough it out. Hallelujah. I heard a story of a brother and a sister who went to visit their grandma. And the boy's name was John and the girl's name was Lucy. And they went for all of summer, and they were going to go spend summer with their grandparents.
Iban a pasar el verano con sus abuelos.
And John had a brand new slingshot.
Y John tenía una resortera nueva.
And Grandma lived on a big old farm.
Y la abuela vivía en una granja.
And you know all the woods out there is a boy's playhouse with a slingshot.
Y para un niño que tiene una resortera nueva es como un lugar de juegos para él.
And so John would go out every day into the woods with his slingshot.
Así que John iba al bosque con su resortera cada día.
And he would go hunting.
Iba a ir a cazar.
He never hit anything.
No cazó nada.
But he went hunting.
Pero fue a cazar igual.
Well, Grandma had a pet duck.
Y su abuela tenía una mascota de pato.
And John was out in the woods one day.
Y John estaba en el bosque otro día.
And he heard some racket in the brush.
Y empezó a escuchar algo entre los arbustos.
So he pulled out his slingshot and said, I got him this time.
Así que sacó su resorte y dijo, aquí te tengo otra vez.
And And when he saw something, he boom, let it go, and nailed whatever it was.
Y cuando lo vio salir, lo golpeó y la alcanzó.
And he ran over and see what he had gotten.
Así que fue, corrió para ver qué alcanzó.
And to his horror, he had shot the pet duck.
Y para su error, golpeó al pato.
You can imagine the kind of problems he was in.
Y ya se puede imaginar en qué tipo de problemas se metió.
That was grandma's favorite duck.
Ese era el pato favorito de la abuela.
There was no way she was going to forgive him.
Y no hay manera de que ella lo hubiera perdonado.
He said, but I got to go tell grandma.
Pero tengo que ir a decirle.
And he stands up and he turns around.
Así que se pone de pie y va para allá.
And Lucy's standing across the clearing.
Y Lucy está por ahí.
I know what you did.
Ah, sé lo que hiciste.
Are you going to tell grandma?
¿Se lo vas a decir a la abuela o no?
Yeah, I'm going to tell her. You better not tell her.
Ah, sí, ya sé. Mejor no le digas.
Don't tell grandma, Lucy.
No le digas a la abuela, Lucy.
She'll kill me. She'll skin me alive.
Me va a matar. Me va a destruir vivo.
Well, if you don't want me to tell grandma,
bueno, si no quieres que yo le diga a la abuela,
what are you going to do for me?
¿Qué vas a hacer por mí, entonces?
Lucy, I'll wash all the dishes for the rest of summer.
Bueno, Lucy, voy a limpiar todos los platos por todo el verano.
I'll do your chores for you. I'll make your bed in the morning.
Voy a hacerte tu cama, voy a hacer todo lo que quieres.
Okay, I think I'll be quiet for a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay, voy a mantener callado por un poco más.
And all throughout summer, John and Lucy walked circles around each other.
Durante todo el verano, Lucy y John solamente caminaban por círculos.
John fearing for his life.
John temiendo por su vida.
That Lucy was going to say something to Grandma if he didn't do everything she wanted.
Que Lucy le iba a decir a la abuela si él no hacía lo que Lucy quisiera.
Woo! I'll tell you what, John found himself in the same situation a lot of us find ourselves in.
Y John está en la situación que muchos de nosotros hemos estado o estamos ahora.
The Bible says there is an accuser of the brethren.
Sabemos que hay un acusador de los hermanos.
And he's standing over you, and every time you fall, he goes, I know what you did.
Y te dice, ah, yo sé lo que hiciste.
There ain't no way God's going to forgive you.
Diciéndote, ah, no hay manera en que Dios te perdone.
I'm telling on you.
Lo voy a decir.
What are you going to do for me so that I don't tell?
Así que, ¿qué vas a hacer por mí para que yo no le diga?
Ooh, Jesus, help us. Hallelujah. The sad reality of things is we all sin.
La triste realidad es que todos pecamos.
The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned.
En Romanos 3:23 dice, porque todos pecaron.
And have fallen, have come short of the glory of God.
Y han sido destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
We all find ourselves in the situation that John found himself in.
Todos hemos estado en la situación que John ha estado.
We've all been in a place where we messed up.
Todos hemos estado en un lugar donde la embarramos o cometimos un error.
Whether it was intentional or not,
sea intencional o no,
we messed up.
Cometimos errores.
And Satan's standing over us saying, there's no way you're going to reach forgiveness.
Y el diablo diciendo, no hay manera en que alcances perdón.
Have you been there?
¿Has estado ahí?
I've been there.
Yo sí he estado ahí.
I'll be honest.
Voy a ser honesto.
And every time it just seems like, oh, it just gets worse.
Y parece que cada vez se hace peor.
All throughout the summertime, if John got a little bit finicky about doing the dishes,
si yo no hubiera continuado haciendo los platos,
Lucy'd say, I know what you did.
Lucy hubiera dicho, ah, yo sé lo que hiciste.
I'm going to tell grandma if you don't do those dishes.
Te voy a decir a la abuela si no sigues haciendo los platos.
Essentially, John was a slave to Lucy.
Y esencialmente, John era esclavo de Lucy ahora.
For all of summer.
Por todo el verano.
And I'm going somewhere, so just give me a few minutes.
Estoy yendo a algún lugar, solamente dime un minuto.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you a story about another young lady in the Bible.
Déjame contarle otra historia de una mujer en la Biblia.
Named Mary.
Llamada María.
You might have heard about her. She was the mother of Jesus.
Era la mamá de Jesús.
I hope you've heard about her.
Pero que haya oído de ella.
But Mary was found with child before she was married.
Y ella tuvo un hijo antes de estar casada.
Imagine what kind of conversations went on behind closed doors about Mary.
Imagínate qué tipo de conversaciones hubieron sobre María sobre este tema.
Imagine what kind of things they talked about her behind her back.
Imagínate qué cosas hablaron detrás de ella.
I can imagine that maybe she was a little bit ashamed when she walked out on the street.
Tal vez ella hubiera estado deprimida o triste por estar caminando la calle pensando qué le dirían.
Not because she had done anything wrong, because she hadn't.
No porque hiciera ella algo malo.
But because everybody was talking about her.
Sino porque todo el mundo estaba hablando de eso.
Mary was a virgin.
María
and yet she was found with child.
Pero aún así tuvo un hijo.
To anybody else.
Y para cualquier otro.
We would have said, well, something fishy is going on there.
Hemos dicho, algo pasó ahí.
And we know the story because we read it in the Bible.
Y sabemos la historia porque leemos la Biblia.
But back in those days, it was just the gossip on the street.
Pero en esos días solamente era un chisme en las calles.
I can imagine maybe her shame at walking past her ex-friends.
Y me hubiera imaginado su pena caminando detrás o por el lado de sus amigos.
Who had disowned her because she had messed up.
Que ya no la ven como antes por haber cometido un error.
Whoo, God. There is always going to be something to be ashamed of.
Y siempre va a haber algo en que tengamos pena.
Until you get past it.
Hasta que lo pases.
Boy, that was deep. You can take that one home with you.
Eso fue profundo, que lleve eso a su casa.
I'm making it hard for my translator. Sorry. Woo, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10.
Apocalipsis 12, del 10 al 11.
He said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
escucho una voz en el cielo.
Now is come salvation.
Ahora es el día de salvación.
And strength.
Y el poder.
And the kingdom of our God.
Y el reino de nuestro Dios.
And the power of his Christ.
Y la autoridad de su Cristo.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
Porque ha sido lanzado fuera el acusador de nuestros hermanos.
Which accused them before our God day and night.
El que los acusa delante de nuestro Dios día y noche.
And they overcame him.
Y ellos le han vencido.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Por medio de la sangre del Cordero.
And by the word of their testimony.
Y de la palabra del testimonio de ellos.
And they loved not their lives unto death.
Y menospreciaron sus vidas hasta la muerte.
Understand this morning.
Entienda esto, Toña.
That when God sets you free.
Cuando Dios te ha hecho libre.
You are free indeed.
Tú eres libre, de verdad.
God can take a situation and turn it back around. What used to be Mary's biggest shame turned into her greatest glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Finally, the story goes that as the summer was drawing to a close,
y cuando la historia continuó, cuando el verano se estaba acabando,
John finally got so sick and tired of Lucy pulling her tricks on him.
John se cansó de Lucy diciéndole cada rato sobre el tema.
And he decided that he was going to go to Grandma and take his lumps.
Así que dijo, voy a ir a hablarle a la abuela.
Grandma, please, don't kill me.
La abuela, por favor, no me mate.
I can imagine that the walk to Grandma's recliner was the longest he had ever taken. I can imagine he was second-guessing himself the whole time. John, do you really want to do this?
Oh,
come on, man. You can still give up. It's just a couple more weeks till summer's over. You can pay attention to Lucy for just a little bit longer. You can tough it out. It'll be all right. It'll be hard. But you can make it. And John said, no, I can't. I got to get this off of me. And he makes it to Grandma. Grandma, I got something to tell you.
Abuela, tengo algo que decirte.
Don't kill me.
No me mate.
Please don't spank me.
Porfa, no me pegue.
You know how old Alfred turned up missing a few weeks ago? Your duck hasn't come home in a while.
¿Sabe por qué el pato no ha llegado aquí a la casa?
Grandma, I killed him.
Abuela, es porque yo lo maté.
I did it, Grandma.
Lo hice.
It was my fault.
Fue mi culpa.
I didn't know it was your duck.
No sabía que era tu pato.
I just heard a noise in the brush and
solo hay unos sonidos en los arbustos y
I just drew and fired.
Solamente disparé.
I didn't even really think I was going to hit it.
Ni siquiera pensé que le iba a dar.
But I hit your duck, Grandma. I killed it.
Lo hice. Lo maté.
If you gotta spank me, spank me.
Si me vas a pegar, pégame.
If you're gonna ground me, ground me. That's fine.
Si vas a castigar, castígame.
And Grandma.
Y la abuela.
Looked at John.
Mira John.
Said John.
Dijo John.
I saw when you killed that duck.
Yo vi cuando mataste ese pato.
I saw you try to hide it from me for all summer long.
Y vi también que lo intentaste ocultar por todo el verano.
I knew what Lucy was doing to you.
Y también vi lo que Lucy te estaba haciendo.
I saw the whole thing.
Yo vi todo.
Why did you wait so long to come and talk to me?
Pero ¿por qué esperaste tanto tiempo para hablarme?
And John said, well, Grandma,
yo dijo, bueno,
I was scared.
Estaba asustado.
I was scared that you weren't going to forgive me.
Estaba asustado de que no me ibas a perdonar.
I was scared that you were going to send me back home to mom and dad.
Estaba asustado de que me ibas a enviar con mi mamá y papá.
I was scared that you wouldn't find it in your big old heart to give your grandson a second chance.
Pensé que no ibas a perdonar a tu nieto.
Have you been there?
¿Has estado ahí?
Oh, why don't we lift our hands to the Lord right now?
Levantamos las
manos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Whoo, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grandma said, I saw it, John.
La abuela dijo, sí, lo vi, John.
I was there when it happened.
Yo estuve ahí cuando pasó.
If you'd have talked to me immediately,
si me hubieras hablado inmediatamente,
you wouldn't have had to be a slave to Lucy for the whole summer long.
No hubieras tenido que ser el esclavo de Lucy.
You could have shook loose of her influence over you.
Podrías haber quitado la influencia de ella sobre ti.
You didn't have to pay attention to what she was saying.
No tendrías por qué haber prestado atención a lo que ella dijo.
She couldn't do anything to you unless I let it happen.
Ella no te pudo haber hecho algo sin que yo lo hubiera probado.
And this morning God's saying the same thing.
Y Dios está diciendo lo mismo esta mañana.
So if we've been honest and we say that we've been in the place that John's been in.
Y si bien hemos estado en el lugar que hemos estado, John.
And old Lucy's been giving you the what for.
Y Lucy ha estado haciendo lo mismo que hace.
Because you messed up.
Porque le amarraste, tú cometiste un error.
Because surely God in all his mercy will not forgive you.
Diciéndote que en Dios en toda su misericordia no te va a perdonar.
Have you been there?
¿Has estado ahí?
Have you been there?
¿Has estado ahí?
Have you felt what I'm talking about?
¿Has sentido lo que estoy hablando?
But it's the moment you shake loose of all Lucy's influence.
Pero cuando te quitas la culpa que tiene Lucy.
And you make it to the feet of Jesus.
Y llegas a los pies de Jesús.
God, I did it. I messed up.
Y dices, Dios, sí, le amarré, cometí un error.
And God says, I know.
Y Dios dice, sí, lo sé.
I was there when it happened.
Yo estuve ahí cuando pasó.
Had you just looked up, I would have been there. You would have seen me watching you.
Si hubieras mirado hacia arriba, me hubieras visto viéndote.
I knew you didn't understand what you were doing.
Yo sabía que tú lo estabas haciendo.
I know you couldn't see that duck behind that bush.
Y sé que no pudiste ver al pato ahí en ese arbusto.
Why did you listen to Lucy for so long?
¿Y por qué escuchas a Lucy por tanto tiempo?
Let me tell you something. Lucifer is looking to put you down for as long as he can.
Y Lucy quiere ponerte en el suelo por más tiempo posible.
Woo! He wants to take your joy.
Quiere quitarte la alegría.
He wants to take the possibility of new life from you.
Quitarte la posibilidad de nueva vida de ti.
And God's just standing there saying, well, when are you going to get loose of it?
Y Dios te dice, bueno, ¿cuándo te vas a dejar de estar con eso?
I've been here the whole time.
He estado aquí durante todo este tiempo.
I'm just waiting.
Solo estoy esperando.
But John couldn't get free of Lucy's influence until he went to Grandma.
Pero yo no pude liberarse de Lucy hasta que fue a la abuela.
And it's the same way nowadays.
Y es lo mismo en estos tiempos.
If you want to get loose of the influence that Satan has had over you,
de la influencia del diablo,
you got to make it to the feet of Jesus.
Tienes que llegar a los pies de Jesús.
Woo! You gotta make it to the feet of the Master.
Tú tienes que llegar a los pies del Maestro.
The one who saw everything.
Aquel que vio todo.
The one who took the stripes so we could be healed.
El que tomó nuestros dolores para que fuéramos sanados.
The one that was bruised for our transgressions.
El que fue molido por nuestras transgresiones.
Wounded for our sins.
Herido por nuestros pecados.
Paid the price for our disobedience.
Pagó el precio por nuestra desobediencia.
We celebrate Easter, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La resurrección de Jesucristo.
Let me tell you something. When he died on the cross,
cuando Jesús murió en la cruz,
he conquered sin.
Él conquistó el pecado.
And when he rose from the grave,
y cuando resucitó,
he conquered death.
Conquistó la muerte.
That's why Paul could say, where, oh death, is now your sting?
Por eso Pablo dice, ¿dónde está tu aguijón, oh muerte?
Where, oh grave, is your victory? The things that had me bound.
Las cosas que me tenían atado.
The things that once scared me.
Las cosas que una vez me asustaron.
I don't have to carry them anymore.
Ya no tengo que llevarlas.
Because Jesus done paid the price for me.
Ya pagó el precio por mí.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 8:34. Says Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you,
Jesús le dijo, de cierto digo,
whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Que todo aquel que hace pecado, esclavo del pecado.
And the servant of sin abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever.
Y el esclavo no queda en la casa para siempre, el hijo sí queda para siempre.
If the son therefore shall make you free,
así que si el hijo os libertare, seréis verdaderamente libres.
Ye shall be free indeed.
Ha. Verdaderamente libre.
Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, I wonder if there's anybody here that you've been in a sticky situation. And God took the things that meant you harm.
Y Dios agarró lo que te pasaba.
And he turned it for your good.
Y lo puso para bien.
How the Bible tells us about a man named Benaiah.
Y cuando la Biblia nos habla de un hombre,
who went up against a giant
que fue contra Goliath,
with just a stick in his hand.
Solamente un palo en la mano.
I'm sure that in his subconscious mind he was thinking, this isn't enough to face this giant.
Yo creo que él estaba pensando, diciendo, oh, yo no creo que esto es suficiente para matar a un gigante.
But I'm here, so I'm going to give it my best shot.
Pero estoy aquí, así que voy a hacer lo mejor que puedo.
You know what the Bible says happened?
¿Sabe lo que dice la Biblia que pasó?
The Bible says that he plucked the spear out of the giant's hand.
Él sacó la lanza de las manos del gigante.
And he turned it around and slew the giant with his own spear.
Y mató al mismo gigante con su misma arma.
Lord, I don't have enough to beat what I'm facing.
Y Señor, no tengo lo suficiente para derrotar lo que tengo.
The Lord's saying, don't worry, I got you.
El Señor dice, no te preocupes, yo lo hago.
See, God can take what used to cause you danger.
El Señor puede tomar lo que usualmente te causaba temor o peligro.
And he can turn it around and use it.
Y lo puede usar a su favor.
Well, hallelujah. Have you been there? Have you seen it?
¿Has estado ahí? ¿Lo has visto?
Have you witnessed it?
¿Lo has sido testigo de aquello?
During World War II,
durante la Segunda Guerra Mundial,
they had these things they called,
tenían estas cosas llamadas,
this is going to be rough on my translator, Czech hedgehogs.
Un erizo sueco.
You did a lot better than I would have done. Bless God. Hallelujah. And what it was very, very simple contraption.
Y lo que era muy simple.
It was three pieces of like railroad or something.
Eran piezas de camino.
And they would crisscross them like that. And it would block the advance of tanks.
Y esto bloquearía el paso de los tanques.
And so the U.S. engineers were wondering how they were going to get past these hedgehogs.
Y los ingenieros se preguntaban cómo iban a pasar estos cerizos que impedían que los tanques avanzaran.
We got to get our tanks on the front lines.
Tenemos que llevar nuestros tanques a la primera línea.
But we can't get past these barriers.
Pero no podemos pasar estas barreras.
Well, there was a certain engineer.
Bueno, un cierto ingeniero.
And he was a pretty smart feller.
Era muy inteligente.
And he said, he went to his commanding officer and said, well, I have an idea.
Y dijo a su comandante, bueno, tengo una idea.
He said, what we can do is we can take pieces of metal.
Podemos tomar piezas de metal.
And we can weld them on the front of our tanks.
Y podemos ponerla enfrente de nuestros tanques.
In kind of a plow shape.
Como una forma de un triángulo.
So that it'll just move all those hedgehogs out of the way and we can get through.
Para sacar a todos esos cerizos del camino.
And the commanding officer said, well, that's a fantastic idea.
Y el comandante dijo, bueno, muy buena idea.
But logistically impossible.
Pero logísticamente imposible.
Well, you see, they were several thousand miles away from the U.S.
Y estaban a muchos, muchos kilómetros lejos de Estados Unidos.
And it was a little bit hard to get heavy metal where they were.
Y era un poco difícil tener metal pesado, el metal que necesitaban.
And this engineer looked at his commanding officer.
Y este ingeniero miró al comandante.
And he said, sir,
le dijo, señor,
you give me a crew of engineers and I'll get you some metal.
Deme un equipo de ingenieros y le conseguiré metal.
So he got his crew of engineers.
Así que tuvo su equipo de ingenieros.
And you know what?
¿Y sabe qué?
He went down to the beaches.
Fue a las playas.
Where all those hedgehogs were set up.
Donde estaban todos esos cerizos.
And he cut them apart.
Y los empezó a cortar.
And he started welding them on the front of their tanks.
Y los empezó a poner en el frente de los tanques.
Anybody else would have seen a problem that's insurmountable.
Todos hubieran visto un problema que no tuviera solución.
But in your situation,
pero en tu situación,
God sees a problem he can use for his glory.
Dios ve un problema que puede usarlo para su gloria.
What used to cause a hindrance for the tanks,
lo que causaba un problema para el tanque,
was now the very thing moving obstacles out of the way.
Ahora era lo que movía obstáculos fuera del camino.
When David faced Goliath,
y cuando David enfrentó a Goliath,
it wasn't his first time facing a foe that surely he wasn't going to win against.
No era su primera batalla que no sabría cómo ganar.
He told Saul, O king,
le dijo a Saúl, el rey,
don't you realize when I was out there keeping the sheep of my father?
¿No te das cuenta que estuve ahí fuera protegiendo las ovejas de mi padre?
Oh, I was there one day and all of a sudden I heard a roar.
Estuve ahí un día hasta que oí un rugido.
And I turned around and it was a lion.
Me di vuelta y era un león.
Had a newborn lamb in his mouth.
Y tenía un corderito recién nacido en sus.
Oh, king, I smote that lion.
Y yo, rey, maté a ese león.
And I took the lamb from his mouth.
Y saqué ese corderito de su boca.
There was a different time when I was sitting in a different place.
Y había un lugar donde estaba sentado en un lugar diferente.
And I heard a growl behind me.
Y escuché otro rugido más.
And I turned around.
Y me di vuelta.
And it was a bear.
Y era un oso esta vez.
Bigger than anybody I've ever seen.
Más grande de lo que pudiera haber imaginado.
Oh, king.
Y rey.
I killed that bear.
Yo lo maté.
I took that lamb out of his mouth.
Y saqué al cordero de su boca también.
That giant.
Ese gigante.
Will be as one of them.
Va a ser como uno de ellos.
I'm telling you, God will prepare you for situations.
Dios te va a preparar para situaciones.
And when you get to the point where you're in that sticky situation,
cuando estés en esa situación,
you will find that God will not be far from you.
Te vas a dar cuenta que Dios no va a estar lejos de ti.
You will find that you have all the tools necessary to come out on top. But you got to get past Lucy's influence first.
Pero tienes que pasar las influencias de Lucy.
Oh, Lucy wants to drag you down.
Lucy te quiere poner en el suelo.
Oh, Lucy's the one that tells you every time you're going to come up to the altar because you know you need prayer. Lucy's the one's going to tell you, nah, you're good.
Te va a decir, nah, está bien, no necesitas.
You don't need them to pray for you. You can pray by yourself.
No necesitas que oren por ti, tú puedes orar por ti mismo.
Doesn't nobody have to hear your prayers?
Nadie tiene que oír tus oraciones.
God's not even interested in listening to you anyways.
Ni siquiera Dios está interesado en ti.
Oh, I wish the Lucy would be quiet.
Me gustaría que Lucy se callara.
Woo! It's about time somebody took a stand of faith.
Es hora de que alguien tome un paso de fe.
And said, Lucy, not today.
Decir, Lucy, no hoy.
Lucy, you can't have my victory today.
Lucy, no vas a tener victoria hoy.
You can't have my breakthrough today.
No vas a tener mi rompimiento.
You can't take what God's promised me today.
No vas a tener lo que Dios prometió.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm closing. You can stand with me tonight. 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corinthians 6.
And verse 9.
Y verso 9.
It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Ni los maldicientes ni los estafadores heredarán el reino de Dios.
We've all been there.
Todos hemos estado pasando por esa situación.
And that's what the devil wants you to stay fixed on.
Y el diablo quiere que tú te quedes ahí.
I can't get past this.
Diciendo, no puedo pasar esto.
I don't understand how I'm going to get through this.
No sé cómo voy a pasar esto.
Everybody's out to get me.
Todos están ahí contra mí.
But then Paul,
pero luego Pablo,
pens the next scripture in this passage.
Sigue hablando en la escritura.
And he says, and such were some of you. Ooh, verse 11.
Y estos eres algunos, mas
but ye are washed.
Ya habéis sido lavados.
But you are sanctified.
Ya habéis sido santificados.
But you are justified.
Ya habéis sido justificados.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
And by the Spirit of our God.
Y por el Espíritu de nuestro Dios.
Hallelujah. Such were some of you.
Estos eran algunos.
You might have been there.
Tal vez has estado ahí.
You might have killed the duck.
Tal vez hayas matado al pato.
But you have been washed.
Pero has sido lavado.
You have been sanctified.
Y has sido santificado.
You have been justified.
Y has sido justificado.
Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
Woo. I wonder if we can lift our hands all over this building. Oh, hallelujah. And let's just begin to worship God for his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I am free.
Just stand in the front with us. Would you lift your hands and thank God for what he's done for you? Would you join us around the front just for a moment? Just thank the Lord. I'm not worthy, but I'm redeemed.
I am redeemed. I've been washed.
arms of Jesus and thank him.
I am free.
Thank you, Lord, for taking my sorrows.
I am free. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. I'm not worthy, but I am redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. I am free. I am free. I've been washed in the blood.
Washed in the blood, I am free. I am free. I am free. I've been washed in the blood.
I am free. I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. But I'm redeemed. I've been washed. Blood, I am free.
I am free.
Oh, thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did, Jesus.
In the blood, I am free.
I'm not worthy, but I am redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free.
Oh, yes, I'm free.
I am free. I am free. I've been washed in the blood. I am free.
I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. But I'm redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. I am free. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. I'm not worthy, but I am redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free.
I am free. Oh, yes, I'm free.
But I am redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. And what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you grateful today for the blood of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. I kept waiting for that duck, for grandma to tell that little boy, said, yeah, you shot my duck. I saw it. And I seen that duck flutter. I seen that duck lay still. But I seen that duck all of a sudden shake itself and get back up. I kept waiting for that. Are you thankful that death didn't keep Jesus down? Are you thankful for the risen Savior? Are you thankful what Jesus did for you? Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Today is Palm Sunday. They acknowledged the King when he was entering in.
Even if we're so thankful for the King today, what he's done for us. Amen. Today at 2 o'clock we have...